Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
An Elio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mailbag episodes where we play your voicemails and read your emails. I'm Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I, producer Maria.
Do we have any new reviews?
We do, because we're finally over 1,000.
Woo-hoo, baby!
We have one from Ed Is Cool. Just the nicest. I'm fond of these dear ladies.
Oh, that's sweet.
This is from I, listener Emma. Love this pod. You crazy people deserve these 5 stars.
Oh, that's sweet.
This is from Amanda Lynn 9686. All three of these ladies create the best atmosphere. They're so funny. I regret binging all the episodes because now I have to wait.
I mean, that sucks. I know
this
that feeling.
This is from Butt Itch 90.
love it.
Wah, wah, wee, wah. Holy smokes, bimbos. I think I'm review number 999, which upside down is 666, which is very nice. And also related to the fan art I made for y'all, blong.com, if you're nasty. Oh, yeah. Blong.com made that like Satan's.
Oh, yes.
Satan is a vibe art that I reposted. I friggin' love y'all and really just want to say the Teen Girl Squad to Web Crawlers fan pipeline is real. Trogdor, hashtag where's Craig, hashtag how's he doing, hashtag Maria is the cutest. Okay, bye.
Maria's the cutest.
It's trending.
This is okay. From the Reister. My new besties always love it when my notifications tell me there's a new episode. Guaranteed to bring a smile to my ears. Do yourself a favor and support them on Patreon. The video versions are even better.
Yes, yes.
You've got one from Great Britain here from Alice SDR.
Okay. Ooh.
You saved my life and my mom's and my whole town. 5 stars. I can't explain why, but these three girls with this hilarious, genius, insightful podcast saved not only my life, but my mother's and her new husband's, my next door neighbor and their neighbor. It's just that good. Thank you, Allie, Melissa, and Maria.
Wow.
Also, if you missed on the main episode, we announced our winner for the Patreon. It was Amanda with the username Stupid Loser 16.
So good.
Congratulations.
Yes. Congratulations. Well deserved.
Okay. Well, time to get into these voicemails. Here we go.
This message is from the Web Crawlers. This is Kelly from Houston, Texas, and I am calling because, guys, I know some people don't like synchronicities, but this is the weirdest synchronicity, or it's a weird synchronicity. So I'm currently wearing Allie's Golden Girl shirt that I ordered from Hot Horse.
Oh, sick. Thanks.
If you're asking, and I am. So, and I just got a text that Betty White died, and that's so sad. But it's crazy because I just randomly put on the shirt because I just washed it for the first time, and it's absolutely heartbreaking. So I don't know. I don't know. Hopefully the shirt had nothing to do with it. I don't think it's Allie's fault that Betty White,
I don't know,
a national treasure, has passed away. All right. Love you guys. La, 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 la.
Bye. Yeah, that's sad. National treasure, Betty White.
Yeah, it's she lived such a long life, though. Crazy. My God. Good for her. She really was a wonderful woman and did such good, amazing things for animals.
Yeah, she did.
Web crawlers. That's supposed to be an air horn. Hey, ladies. So I know this is, like, not exactly on topic as far as web crawlers episodes go, but I'm in Ohio. Amy from Ohio. I know there's a lot of us. Amy's from Ohio, but probably the weirdest of them. I'm going to take credit for that. I want to say that we have a lot of Amish in the state of Ohio. And I've noticed something, like, when the Amish guys come over to, like, do work, like a couple years ago, they built a deck. It's so much cheaper. So inexpensive. But you know how, like, the electricity thing and whatever, their Amish religion is their version of Christianity is very interesting. But I don't know how it is that they're allowed to have Mountain Dew in the volume that they drink Mountain Dew. There were four guys working on our desk a couple summers ago, and I stopped counting Mountain Dew cans after 18, and that was one day. So the other day, we went to give them some of my son's white male Pekin ducks because we had too many guys to girl ratios on these desks, and they were, you know, overworking the ladies a little bit. So the Amish that my father-in-law knows said they would for sure take three ducks. So when they dropped them off, they had Mountain Dew, Code Red cans everywhere, hot Cheetos, ooh, like Costco-sized bag of hot Cheetos, and I guess that's, like, their vice. But I wonder if you know anybody that, like, knows much about the Amish that can explain, like, I guess it's not really technology. It's, like, a product of technology, but, like, how is it? That's their vice. But, like, I'm just wondering if you know anything about it, if you know much about the, or any of the listeners know anything about it. That's all I wondered. Thinking about it, because they're going to come do a roof for me, and I'm like, well, maybe I can bribe them by having Costco cases of Code Red Mountain Dew. Discount, but, okay, I just wanted to know if anybody knows what's up with the Amish drinking Mountain Dew like that. Bye!
Okay, so a lot of Amish people in Ohio. That's true. And they love Mountain Dew, Code Red, and hot Cheetos. Huh.
I mean, this is, if you Google it, there's a lot.
A lot about Mountain Dew and the Amish?
They call it Amish water. It says, I heard the Amish go crazy over dew. Has anyone else heard this? They call it Amish water.
Why? That's so weird. What is with that?
Okay, so this past Friday, I watched some local Amish in front of a vending machine, and I was wondering what was taking them so long. Was thinking they weren't sure what to do. Anyways, once they got their sodas dropped down, they walked off with a bunch of Mountain Dews.
Huh.
Oh, okay. Okay. It says, I heard they aren't supposed to drink dark colored liquids, so Mountain Dew is a loophole.
What? Oh, that's interesting. Well, if you're Amish, well, you can't use technology, so I don't know if you'd be able to listen to our podcast.
Maybe there's some Amish on Rumspringa who would be able to tell us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually, like, this is, like, the one thing that I'm super interested in.
Yeah, why Mountain Dew? Remember in elementary school, we went on a field trip to, like, an Amish community, and it was the weirdest thing because they don't have technology, and it felt like we just, like, time traveled back into like the 1800s.
I want to go to an, I want to like churn some butter.
Yeah.
There's so many articles about the Amish and Mountain Dew, but there's not any reason for it.
I wonder if that dark liquid thing is true then.
Yeah. If someone, I honestly, like, please call in and let us, this needs to be the new Austin Powers thing. So if you know, please call in and let us know about this Amish and Mountain Dew thing.
Huh. You're more likely to catch an Amish fellow with a cold can of dew than cold can of dew.
Cold. Yeah. You got to do it. FYI, while we're recording this episode, I am ordering so much Indian food.
What are you getting?
Just if anyone wants to just imagine, you know, what I'm doing.
Are you getting some naan?
I actually only get rice when I don't get naan, but maybe I will this time.
Love garlic
naan. I love naan.
Yeah. Okay. I usually get naan. Maybe this time I'll get some.
Some naan.
I have mali kofta, dal makhani, a mango lassi.
What's mali kofta?
It is deep fried vegetable balls served in fresh cream, tomatoes, and onion sauce.
Ooh, wow. I've never had that.
What's dal?
Lentils.
Okay. Oh. All right. Ooh,
that sounds good.
I only get vegetarian Indian food.
Okay.
All right, we can continue.
Continuing.
Hi, message for the web crawler. Long time listener, I've been listening since day one.
Wow.
Sorry, there's a car passing. It's embarrassing.
That's really embarrassing.
Thank you for everything, all the content you guys put out. I'm a Bimbo subscriber since you guys first made that an option.
Wow.
I'm also the guy that, Ali, hello. I commented on one of your Instagram posts that I have a web crawler themed deck that I use in Magic the Gathering.
Oh, what? My God, yes. And,
the Magic the Gathering Arena app. Not only am I nervous, I'm jacked on caffeine and a little stoned right now, so I apologize.
He's been drinking those Mountain Dews.
Just as I'm calling you guys, I'm seeing breaking news that Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted.
Yes.
I tried calling 6 or 7 months ago with a suggestion for an episode for you guys, if you're willing or hopefully interested in doing it. Jeffrey Davis. Jeff Davis has multiple stories about Ghislaine. He used to hang out with her, and I heard him discussing it on a Harmontown podcast. Pretty interesting stuff. So, suggestion for an episode, get Jeff Davis on there with the Ghislaine Maxwell story. Okay, thanks, bye. Hong Kong.
Wow, we should definitely do that.
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I'll have to listen to that episode of Harmontown. Okay, next message.
Hey, web crawlers, I'm calling from Michigan.
Ooh.
I didn't think I was ever going to work up the courage to call in.
Congrats.
I still don't think I did. I'm sweating right now. But I felt like I had to because last night I did a dab or two and I got too high. And I was trying to think of something that was comforting. So I watched the Web Crawlers Live award show from last year. And Melissa played a clip of Allie doing a Bane impression, which was like spot on. And then I played a random episode today, like a random old episode, and Allie was talking about Bane again, and that's my name. Bane, B-A-N-E. I don't know if you spelled it like that.
That's his name?
But, yep.
Yeah?
That's not the reason I was calling in.
Cool.
I'm also a big fan of John Tenney.
Oh, yeah. He's great. We all are.
And I also have a huge crush on Allie.
Oh, he messaged me this. Yeah.
Bye.
Fine.
It's so cute. He messaged me like the other day being like, I left a really embarrassing message and like
if you don't want to play it, please don't. And like, I'm really sorry if I offended you by saying I had a crush on you. And I was like, oh my God, no, our listeners are so cute. Like, they always leave a voicemail and then are so embarrassed.
I'm so sorry for calling you, even though you asked yeah. for us to call you.
No, anyone, we all give your our consent. If you have a crush on us, let us know, baby.
Let us know.
We need it. We need it. These are dark times.
Yeah. Next message.
Hey, web crawlers. This is Joran calling
Hi.
From Dallas, Texas. How are
Woo-hoo.
You?
Good. How are
good.
You?
Oh, good. Glad to hear good. It. So I'm midway through the compliance strip search episode. So you may mention this stupid little fact, but you're talking about the experiments that sort of show how people tend to comply to authority figures and things, and they don't want to rock the boat. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I watched the movie Compliance and was really, you know, freaked out by it, I was looking that stuff up. And so it's the Milgram experiment is what it's called.
Oh.
And yeah, like you said, I think, Maria, you're talking about shocking people in another room, and that's it. And then this is just a little stupid fact. And then I realized, hey, isn't there a Peter Gabriel song called Milgram something? And so everybody loves the album So by Peter Gabriel, right? In Your
yeah.
Eyes.
Yeah.
Big
right.
Time and all that stuff. But there, yeah. there are two weird songs on there. And one of them is We Do What We're Told. And in parentheses, it says Milgram 70, whatever year it took place in. No, Milgram's 37, it said. So that must have been the number of people who did what they were told and shocked the people. So anyway, just out of all of that, I wanted to make sure we got a mention of Peter Gabriel.
In,
yes. And how
we need
related
that.
To
we need that.
The strip search at a McDonald's. Okay, that's all. What a jumbled mess that message was. I'm sorry. But,
not at all.
God bless. Bye.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel, We Do What We Told, Milgram's 37.
Wow.
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 That's crazy. All right. I've got to mention a Peter Gabriel, finally.
Yeah, we needed
Someone
it.
Someone brought it up.
We've been waiting.
Okay, next message.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Casey. I'm calling because that lady called about her newborn being like a witch, she thinks. And I called like last August when I went to Lidshorst, that place where Zach Bagans went. And I found out that like while I went to visit the haunted house, I was pregnant, but I didn't know.
Oh.
And my older daughter, I visited the Bellwitch Cave in Tennessee when I was pregnant with her, and she turned out to like grow up and just be like a wild, crazy child. So I think the Bellwitch had something to do with that. So now I'm concerned that I went to visit the haunted house while I was pregnant, and then now, so now this baby's gonna be like crazy, haunted by those girls too. All right, goodbye.
That's so weird. That's crazy.
Yeah, your kid's going to be haunted. I'm so sorry.
Being pregnant makes her crave haunted houses.
Some women crave pickles. She craves
yeah,
haunted
she craves
houses.
A haunted house.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. This is Annie calling to tell you a story about my imaginary friend.
Good.
So recently I was talking to my sister, and she's like, someone said that most imaginary friends were actually ghosts. And I like thought about this for a second. I was like, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Sure. I mean,
so
it checks out.
When I was like 3 or 4, I had a very serious imaginary friend. He was a little boy named Tommy. To me, he wasn't imaginary. He was there. We like hung out all the time at my house. He went to the park with me. He went to my grandma's with me. He was a little boy. I could explain him perfectly. He was his brown, wavy hair. He wore a striped t-shirt. Cute kid. Anyway, I guess when I was like a little bit older, my grandma approached me. She's like, we don't hear about Tommy anymore. Whatever happened to Tommy? And I looked her dead in the eyes and I said, oh, he died. And like,
oh my God.
My family was like creeped out. I was, must have been the creepiest kid. Anyway, I'm thinking about it now as an adult. There was a little boy who who was hit by and killed by a car in front of my house when I was around this age. So I don't know if Tommy was something I created to, like, cope with that, or if it was the ghost of the actual kid that was killed in front of my house.
That's like a ghost.
Either way, creepy and weird, but, like, to me at the age of 3 or 4, 4 or 5, it was perfectly normal. I just thought you guys would like to hear the story. It was weird. And now I'm kind of curious about if that kid really existed or not. So, anyway, thanks for creating great content. Keep it up. Love you guys. Bye.
Ooh, that's a ghost.
That's pretty wild. That's a ghost. Pretty wild. That's a ghost right there.
I never had an imaginary friend.
I didn't
Did you
either.
Ever have one?
No. Bummer.
I wanted to have one. Like, I wanted to see something that was, like, fun and magical.
It's really crazy when you think about it. Just kids, like, imagining another person there, like, playing with them. That sounds crazy to me.
That I would, like, if my kid did that, I'd be like, no, no. Go, yeah, go in timeout. We don't do that here.
We don't do that here. It seems, and people who, like, remember their imaginary friends, that's crazy to me. That seems crazy.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. You guys are awesome. My name is Madeline, and please forgive me. I'm a fast talker, even when I'm not trying to get the double, dreaded double voice. So first off, Beanie Babies. Never actually collected them and never actively collected them, but I was a tween in the early 90s, so literally every birthday gift I got came with a Beanie Baby attached to it.
Oh, my God.
I was, like, 16. I had the opportunity to spend the summer in Switzerland on a study abroad, but I was, like, $1,500 short, so I decided to sell that, like, inadvertent collection of Beanie Babies.
Wow.
My friends told me that I was crazy. They would only go up in value. I would regret it if I did it, but I did it. And I got $1,700.
Wow.
And I swear, like, the next day, the Beanie Baby bubble burst, which is a really fun thing to say.
Yes, queen.
But
girl boss.
I had to go to Switzerland, so that was a pretty good deal for me.
Yeah, that's
so
amazing.
One quick spooky story before I go. For about a year and a half, I worked with a girl who believed she was a psychic medium. She'd tell us about all the ghost story work, it would cleanse the place after a terrible client, et cetera, et cetera. I don't believe in that kind of thing, but she was extremely sweet, so I was friends with her. And one day as I was leaving, she was coming in for her shift, and I said goodbye to her, and she said, goodbye, get home safe. And then she stopped, turned around and looked at me and said, no, seriously, get home safe.
Oh, no.
I kind of, like, nervously laughed it off because, again, I don't believe in that stuff. But as I'm walking through Manhattan, I did have my head kind of on a swivel because, like, oh, what does that mean? What's going on here? So I'm crossing the street with the light, and a voice in my head just says, look. And I turn, and I look, and there is a mail truck barreling towards me. Oh. And it clearly has no plans to stop for this light. I moved quicker than I have ever moved in my life, got to the curb, and the truck absolutely ran the light. If I had not looked, I would have been killed. I just would have been completely flattened. New Yorkers, literal New Yorkers, stopped to tell me they were bracing themselves because they thought they were about to see someone die in front of them.
Oh my
God. Oh my God.
I believe in that stuff, but I believe that one specific person. And you better bet I bought her lunch every single time we worked together from that point on. Anyway,
That's crazy.
Wow. Oh my God. That's so scary.
I do wonder why she didn't just say, like, hey, why don't you hang out for another 10 minutes? Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Like, something bad's going to happen to you. You're almost going to get hit by a mail truck. Like, yeah, if you knew,
what did you say? I mean, it depends if she just kind of felt, I guess maybe it was that she just kind of felt something. Yeah. But yeah, if I learned that, like, no, I saw the truck was barreling toward you, I'd be like, well, why didn't you just tell me? Yeah.
Well, also, I wonder, though, if, like, it would happen regardless of if you stayed another 10 minutes. Like, if it's like no matter what, it would have been something else. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that stuff works. I don't know how like fate works. But
final destination.
Yeah, it'll find you.
Something.
It'll
find you.
It'll find you.
Just like it follows.
Uh huh.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. I just called not too long ago. I didn't say my name or anything because I was nervous. But I'm Taylor, and I was just calling because I was listening to your Noid episode about the Noid. And Maria, I think, mentioned that she liked the thin crust, and I was wondering if any of y'all had ever had St. Louis-style pizza. I'm from St. Louis. It is a very thin crust, and it comes with it's like a special local delicacy. We call it Provel cheese. It's a mixture of, like, four different cheeses.
What?
And it's super savory, and it melts, and, like, sticks to the roof of your mouth, and most people hate it. I was just wondering if you'd ever had it. I will send you one from this place called Emo's, and you can do a review of it. That would be sick. I won't stalk you. You can send it to wherever you want. I would love for you to try some St. Louis style pizza. All right, thanks. Bye.
I've never had this.
This looks good
to me.
It's cut. It's cut annoying.
Oh, the squares.
In squares?
Yeah, it's cut in squares.
I like squares.
Oh, I don't
squares
like
are
it.
Fun.
You got to cut squares when it's that thin.
Yeah. Oh, man. It looks good to me. It's almost like it's on a piece of like naan or like
it's very
pita
cracker
or like cracker bread. Yeah, cracker bread.
Provel
this looks good.
Cheese.
What was the kind of cheese again?
Provel?
It's a combination of cheddar, Swiss, and provolone.
Oh,
sounds good.
That sounds good.
Who's having a problem with this? I don't have a problem with this.
Yeah.
Give me a tender.
Oh, it's on
Gold
Belly.
Oh.
It's on Gold Belly.
Uh-oh.
You can get a Provel cheese block from Emo's Pizza on Gold Belly.
The crust is made without yeast, so that's how why it's so thin.
We gotta do when this pandemic ends. We have to do a web crawlers like conference, and there has to be like 2 hours set aside where we just pizza taste,
or just food taste, like hot dogs. Like it has to be
Well, that'll be another hour. It will be 2 hours. 1 hour will be hot dog tasting.
No, but what is it called? Like, didn't you ever like in elementary school where everyone brought in the dish from their heritage or family, their family's favorite dish, and then you went around and that's
like
what we need to do. Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. We got to do a potluck.
Yeah.
Okay, here's really the thing nice. Is I want to try a St. Louis pizza, but I don't want 10 of them.
Right. Is Gold Belly, you can only order.
Yeah, there's like six packs and 10 packs. I don't have room in my freezer for 10 pizzas.
But you have neighbors, don't you?
Yeah, I'm not going to go door to door giving people
the pizza lady.
It'll be like I'll show up on Next Door being like, did that crazy lady come to your house and just give you a frozen pizza?
This pizza looks good. Okay, next.
Oh, now I'm pissed. Now I want pizza.
I have messages for web crawlers. It's Taylor again. I just called. I feel like I need to sort of tack on some clarification about my last message. So Emo's, where I was talking about, they do send, like, they ship out frozen.
Oh, we know.
Mail you a pizza but it's something you might have heard about. It was a pizza that Simone Biles was really loving, and I don't know what got us some headlines. St. Louis never gets any good headlines. Anyway, so I just want to clarify that it would be frozen, and, you know, it won't get food poisoning or anything. So let me know. Thanks.
Yeah, Simone Biles has Emo's Pizza waiting for her. They sent her a care package. Emo's IMO.
Wow.
Huh.
Well, maybe Emo's will send us free pizza if we tag them in this episode.
Simone Biles eats pepperoni pizza after every meet. So it doesn't matter if I win a gold after every meet, I have pizza, pepperoni pizza.
Good for her. She deserves it.
That's nice.
That's fun. That's nice.
I cannot look at the Gold Belly website without, like, getting so angry and so hungry.
I know.
It's the best website. It is
so fun to look at and waste your time on.
Okay.
Now I'm on desserts. Now I'm on the dessert section. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm going to call.
Hi, this is the Web Crawlers. It's me, Allie S. again. I'm so sorry. I'm just, like, finally catching up, and I'm, like, in the same month, and, like, oh, my God, like this all stuff is recent, so I can, like, you know, I feel like I can comment on it now. But I'm calling again. It's fun talking to you guys, even though no one responds to me back. So, you know, I'm just talking to myself. But anyway, I just wanted to say shout out to Melissa for your Griselda episode.
Griselda.
How you pronounce all the names of the Colombian cities perfectly. Like,
thank you.
Like, I was like, wow, she's a native speaker. And then when you pronounce Bogota, Bogota, I was like, oh, she's from Jersey, right? because in Jersey, we have Bogota, New Jersey. Bogota. And I had been pronouncing it Bogota the longest time, but Bogota? It doesn't have an accent, so it is its own name. They're special, I guess. Oh my God. Also, that just reminded me when I was in New Jersey that we are the only state in this union of the United States, to not pump our own gas.
Oh, that's right.
And it was recent, I think like 2019. And 2019, it was us in Oregon, for states that don't pump their gas. And then I think Oregon, like, made it, like, yeah, it's legal now.
That's lucky.
I think the rule was made up because, like, back in the early days of, like, gas pumping, no one really knew what they were doing. So, like, a lot of people were, like, setting shit on fire and causing explosions. So, I guess, you know, they had people who were, like, quote-unquote trained, people who worked there who know that kind of stuff, rather than just people like, oh, let me blow up this. So, Jersey doesn't trust us because they think we're stupid, but probably because it took out, like, I was, like, 18 when I learned how to put my own gas, and, like, I still kind of get nervous. So, you know, I just, like, yeah, fill up regular, 28 regular cash. Oh, no, thanks. And, like, I don't know. It's just... I like it. So yeah, but yeah, I had something else I wanted to say about. I was like, oh, I got to say it now, and of course I forgot it. So you guys just have so many interesting topics, and I'm like, yes, I relate to that. And my friends, and my husband, and my family, like, they don't listen to podcasts. I'm trying to get them on podcasts, baby steps. But maybe I should just start recording voice memos and then sending emails.
Yeah, Jersey's the only state that doesn't, you can't pump your own gas.
That's cool. I wish I didn't have to pump my own gas.
That's nice. It's definitely nice in the winter months. So you don't have to stand out there freezing cold pumping the gas.
Oh my God.
That's the worst.
I can't even
imagine.
Oh,
God. That's the worst. Oh, wait. I think there's a part two.
Mm-hmm. This is for the Web Crawlers. It's me, LES, again. I'm so sorry, but this is the last one. I'm sorry. I just wanted to talk about two really big things. And then I talked about one really big thing, and then the second thing I completely forgot. I just think it's so funny. I'm leaving so many, and if none of them play, that would be so fucking funny. But in my life. So yeah, I hope you, like, if you do ever play these, like, they are interesting or relevant or, you know, adding to the conversation. I don't know, but
yes.
Okay. So to the one big thing, well, Okay, so there were three things I wanted to talk about, and I forgot the one last thing, so maybe I'll just email it or whatever. Anyway, I'll fucking get to what's what happening? I want to call for before I get hung up on. So I also wanted to say, like, you know, Colombians are very cool and very innovative, and, so cool. You know, we've gotten a lot of shit done. I mean, you know, look at Griselda. If only we could put that towards positive things, maybe people would, you know, respect us more, which we deserve to be respected more. But I just want to say, like, even as of, like, 2019, which is the last time I was able to go to Colombia, my grandma's from Barranquilla, which is, like, right on the coast. It's close to Cartagena. I just love that, Melissa. You said it so well. But anyway, So I live there. It's where Shakira's from, Sofia Vergara, Edgar Winfrey, all those people. So it's a very, like, beautiful, very populous city. And there's a lot, I think it's in the whole city or, like, a majority of the city that you cannot ride a motorcycle with two people. You can't have a passenger on your motorcycle. And it's because of the motorcycle shootings that literally are, like, literally, that's such a Colombian way to fucking kill people. You know, there's a Colombian necktie, and then there's the motorcycle shooting. But I mean, like, it's pretty innovative. You know, it's like the poor man's, like, sniper or something. Like, you just drive up on a motorcycle, and then, like, but it's not good to kill people. But, you know, people call it the third world country, but... Colombians came up with that, United States, okay?
That's true.
All right? So don't fucking talk to us. Anyway, oh my God, I think I'm getting close to ending and actually saying bye, not continuing with another message. So thank you guys for listening. If you ever do play these, I'm so sorry for the amount of them. If you don't, let's just pretend this never happened. All right, I love you guys. Bye. Oh my God, I get to say bye.
Yeah, the episode on Griselda Blanco, the drug lord lady, they invented the motorcycle drive-up shooting. Like, it became popular.
Wow.
In Colombia. That's crazy. You can't have two people on a bike there.
It's wild.
Wow. Well, last message of the day.
Oh, this is just for the web crawlers. My name is Jenny, and I've been a patron for about a year, but I've been slowly working through your backlog. Sorry, I'm taking a walk and it's freezing. If I have any heavy breathing, it's for my words. But I'm an artist at NASA, actually, and I came across your Flat Earther episode. We get so many comments about Flat Earth stuff on, like, all of our NASA animations, like, why does it have to be CGI? Like, why can't you just take a camera up there and film it? And I'm like, no, come on, use your brain. I just wanted to say thank you so much. I was literally working on the live broadcast for the Webb Telescope and all those graphics and stuff.
Wow.
While I was listening to your episode, cool. And it was just deeply satisfying to have all those corrections pop in. So thank you very much. I am terrified. I'm so nervous calling. I never talk on the phone. Thank you guys so much. I just love your podcast, and I can't wait for more. Keep it up. Thanks, guys. Bye.
She said she was an artist for NASA?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, I thought she said scientist.
She said, because she talked about doing the graphics and all the stuff for...
Then she's probably an artist then.
Well, a scientific artist.
A scientific artist.
Wow, how someone cool. From NASA calling in and listening to
that's
our show.
That's pretty sick.
That's cool. That's neat.
It is really neat. You know, we're all like, really neat.
That's neato. Cool. That's that was cool. Pretty neato.
Well, that was the last voicemail of the day.
Of the that day, our, Melissa, of all
our
time.
Period.
Of all time. That was the last message. We're all caught up after years. We're finally caught up.
And if anyone's saying, well, mine wasn't played or something, it is because either it didn't come through or it was choppy or we couldn't hear it. Yeah. So if you did call in and it didn't get played, just know that that's what's up.
Wow. So guys, you got to call in. We're depending on you for this for the mailbag episodes. It's all
I mean, we have
you,
emails.
Baby.
We have emails. We do have emails.
That is true. So
you know what's funny is, like, sometimes I'll be checking the email, like the because it comes through the Big Ones podcast email, and it will start ringing, like my Gmail will start ringing, and I'll just think to myself, like, what if I just picked up the phone while these people are calling in to like leave a message? Because you know how people call and they're so nervous. Yeah. Hello. Yeah. And the people would just be like, oh no, oh my gosh.
You would ruin, you would traumatize people.
You would try. They would just hang up. You know, in a second, all they would do is just hang up.
Yeah, they'd be like, wrong number.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, guys. Well, please keep calling in. We love you and your voicemails so much. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stettin.
And I'm producer Maria.
All right, bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.